you heard, either on radio or Matt and all, that influenced your playing and your interest in the music business?
Carlton, I didn't hear him on the radio or I didn't meet him. I heard his records. Yeah. That was Charlie and Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
And A.P. Carter and Sari and Maybell.
Now, how far is your home, the home place, from where the Carters were raised?
About 30 miles.
It's about 30
yeah.
miles.
We never was acquainted with them.
Never?
Never
no.
did know them at all.
Well, I know they influenced a lot of playing, and of course the other fellas too.
They had a good style, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Is there any questions for Carter?
Who played the guitar on that Mountain View when you recorded?
I believe George Shuffer done that. Thank you, you'll have to blame him with that.
I believe
that's right.
George, come around here just a minute.
George's a guitar player. I can't play no guitar.
Where your home is in North Carolina, George?
Valdez, North Carolina.
What influenced your playing and your favorite man?
My favorite man was in the bluegrass field was Bill Monroe, along with his brother Charlie. They were in Asheville, you know, in Raleigh back yeah. years ago when I was a little fella. I listened to them. Yeah. We didn't have a radio when they first came out, so I couldn't hear them. Very handy without a radio, you know. So
yeah.
We finally got a radio and sold eggs and butter and stuff. I got to listening to them there. Bootleg, yeah. still blowed up.
Do you know how many, I know you've played on a lot of Carlton Rouse records. Do you know how many you've played on? How many actual songs or sessions? I could figure it out if you'll tell me how many sessions, but I know it's a lot.
No, right off I don't. I believe Sid Nathan might could answer that. I don't know. Carter Watt, I believe we decided one time about 90%. Is that right? I mean, from the start of the Stanley Brothers on up to the present time.
About 13 years, I think.
Yeah, 13,
14. Any questions for George? All right.
No.
Did you know he was doing that, George?
No. Was that today?
No, you know what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, stock guitar, we call it down home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a brother can do it.
Yeah, I got a brother that can play good stock guitar. He's down in Valdez, working in a cotton mill down there.
Anybody, right. Any other questions for George? All right, thank you, fellas, very much. Thank you, John. We'll talk for just 1 second, and then I understand it's time for intermission. We'll get a drink, Coca-Cola. But they were talking about Bill Monroe and Charlie, and I was raised in North Carolina, and they used to play down there, and we'd go to schoolhouses and listen to them, and they were truly great. I remember one night the electricity came up a storm. And electricity was off in the school building. So we had some lanterns out in the trucks where we have around the tobacco barn. So we got them and set them along the stage. And I remember that night because that was unusual. But the fact that I know both of them and have met them. In fact, I've been with Bill to Charlie's home. And they're two great men. But to me, Bill Monroe has influenced bluegrass. He's taken the folk music and the Irish and all and given it a distinctive sound and a rhythm. And I'd like to ask you that during the festival to pay strict attention to the rhythm that these instruments and each individual carries. And notice that it's just a little different in each one of them, but I think that the most of them was influenced by the one man who will be next, I understand, with the mandolin workshop and some of the other fellas. So if you will, take just a little intermission here in case you want to get a drink. I understand they've got some ham biscuits over at the drink stand, and I believe hamburgers and hot dogs up the other place and whatever. And we'll be back at 3:30 with the mandolin workshop with Ralph Rensselaer and Bill Monroe.